Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show and a relatively new company in the markets as well. It is called Allied Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol CPR and on the OTCQB under the symbol CPRRF. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Richard Tremblay. Now, Richard, since this is the first time on the show, I really just want to go over a broad overview here for the company, focused on the couple projects that you have in your project portfolio and some of the work that is going to be planned for next year. The company is focused in the United States, lower risk jurisdictions being Nevada and Colorado. Now, the company does hold two projects. One that you just signed an option agreement to acquire at the beginning of December. That's the Klondike property in Colorado. We'll get to that one next. First, though, is the SK property, also known as the Silver King project. Richard, give us a little background on this Silver King property located in Nevada. What attracted you to this project?
Hi, Corey. Thanks for having me on. Well, what attracted us to the SK project was, first off, I would say, is Nevada being voted the number one mining jurisdiction in the world via the 2020 Fraser Institute report. Secondly, I would say that the previous drill results from Anaconda that was done in the early 80s, whole SK2 came back with, which started at 44.5 meters and had a 548 meter intercept of a 0.06% copper and various other base metals, and that as well, some silver component. So that's what really intrigued us, and was, and we found it quite interesting in that we thought that, you know, something of significance took place on this property, and we felt that we really had to go and get it and put it into the fold, and so we did.
Now, in terms of some of the past work, what updates can you give us, even some of the early on work that you guys have done on the project?
We've taken quite a few MMI soil samples that went into the lab. We are in the process of waiting for those results, and those should be to us, you know, fairly soon. We were hoping to have them initially by the end of October, and then we stated in our news release that we were hoping to have them by the end of November of this year. And we're almost there with that. It's unfortunate that it's taken as long, but the labs have been pretty backed up here in North America, and I would probably say maybe venture to guess worldwide, but definitely here in North America. So that's the geochemical side of things, and then we will do a geophysical survey on that property, and then we will look to drill the SK property, you know, come 2022.
Now, do you need permits? What other steps need to happen here?
We still need to get our drill permits. And so we will have to go through the process, you know, in Nevada. We look to definitely be drilling here in 2022, and we should be able to, knowing we go through the process.
It's one of the nice things about Nevada, though, is that going through the permitting process, very defined. Let's also talk about the Klondike property then, located in Colorado. As I mentioned, the company just signed an option agreement to acquire 100% of this project back on December 7th. What attracted you to this Klondike property, adding this to the project portfolio?
Well, the reason we really like this project was we know that it lies within the Paradox Copper Belt, extends from Utah into down into Colorado. We also found, you know, we like the fact that it was only about approximately 31 miles from the operating Lisbon Valley mine, which is in Utah, which lies to the northwest of our property. And we just like the setting of it. We know that past work that has been done on the property has shown some very nice showings. And we were really impressed with the surface showings that was done and the program that was completed by Cloudbreak Discovery and by Alianza. And we know that, again, Colorado, you know, they're amenable to working, and we, again, no different than Nevada, but we'll have to go through the process there, you know, to get the permitting that we will need to work this project.
So in terms of some of this early on work, what type of a system do you think you're looking at? What are the general targets? What more information can you share with us here?
Well, we're going off of the targets that are you know, it's a sediment hosted project that we, which we really like. We're going off of the targets that from the surface sampling program that was done. There will be some geophysics that will be done on the property, you know, to get a better understanding of the structure. And so we will look to use that to help further guide us for our, you know, our drill targets.
So do you think you'll be able to be drilling this Klondike property by next year?
That is the goal. The goal is to be drilling Klondike in 2022.
Okay. Let's talk about management too, because management is crucial with these companies. Early on work on a couple of your projects. First and foremost, let's get a little background on you, please, Richard. What's some of your history, especially in the resource sector?
So like I started my own independent consulting company in 2006. So I bring a varied experience, you know, with respects to helping companies divest projects, helping companies raise capital in, you know, for them. I've worked in corporate communications. I've worked IR. And I worked my way up, if you will. And in 2012, I worked as a CEO of a publicly traded company that was on the TSXV. You know, I just bring a varied experience, a background that, you know, that I use to help evaluate and navigate the complex workings of running a public company. You know, and the goal is to help and bring Allied to the four, if you will, with respects that we are going to do what we say we're going to do. And we're going to spend our capital judiciously to explore our projects and review what's in our pipeline as we move forward.
Let's also talk about the company's executive chairman, Warner Yule. I know he has a very impressive background and resume in the sector as well. He was introduced to me early on for this deal. Can you share some more information on Warner, please?
Warner Yule came to us and he said, you know, he would like to be part of a group that will build a company from the ground up. Along those lines, with respects to Warner, I mean, his background is so varied and so vast. We are truly fortunate to have him as an executive chairman. He has worked for major mining companies at major mines practically all around the world. I could get into those. It could be a long list. It could be for a while. But to give you an idea, he's worked on the Cloudbreak mine in Australia. He's worked on the Diavik mine up in the Northwest Territories here in Canada. He has worked just not too long ago at the Robinson mine at Ely, Nevada. Our SK projects only lies about 60 miles south of that project. That mine at the Robinson mine at Ely is owned by KGHM. So he's done work there. In British Columbia, he helped put Mount Milligan into production. Warner has an incredible background at helping turn operations into a much more, you know, to a more profitable operation for mining. And that's what he has done, you know, for quite some time. And we are truly fortunate and pleased to have Warner as our executive chairman.
All right, let's talk about some of the other company fundamentals. Well, what about cash? Cash out of the gate, where does the company approximately stand?
As of right now, the company has approximately $5.2 million Canadian in the treasury.
And share structure, I'm seeing about 38 million shares outstanding, about 58 million on a fully diluted basis. There are about 18 million warrants outstanding. Average strike price looks around 39 cents. Are there any major shareholders you can share with us? And on top of that, what management and insiders hold, please?
Yeah, so management and insiders hold approximately 57% of the stock. Management, insiders, and closely related parties. So yeah, it's about 57% of the stock.
All right. So then, Richard, just to wrap us up, a general outlook on news. What should investors, what can they be expecting to come out of the company?
So first off, you'll see some news come out on SK ultimately. Then we will have more news flow coming with respects to Klondike property in Colorado, in Southwest Colorado. And we are continually looking at various projects within the Western U.S. And we will put that out as we review these projects and as we move forward.
Okay, so maybe still some more M&A adding to the company's portfolio of projects. Now, it is still very early on for this company, and we'll follow along as some more news hits the market as the company does progress towards drilling right now both of these projects, hopefully by next year. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Richard regarding any of the plans or strategy at Allied Copper, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and we will get those answered for you. Richard, thank you for the update. Please keep us in touch, or keep in touch on the back of any more news.
Sure will. Thanks, Corey.